News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's talk about school holidays. In Britain, it's 6 weeks. Denmark, it's five. Here in Ireland, though, we love sending our kids off a good 12-week-long holidays, particularly those in secondary school. Obviously, primary schools stay in longer. But are they too long, and is it worth cutting them down? Barbara Scully is a writer and a broadcaster. She's on the line. Good morning, Barbara.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. You've been through the mill on this with your kids. Are they too long?
Yeah, they definitely are. It's funny, though, when I was thinking about this, I think that in secondary school, I would break it down, secondary school down into two sections. I think having 3 months off during the summer is way too long for the younger kids in secondary school. In other words, from first year to third and maybe fourth year, I think it's way too long. Fifth year and sixth year, I'm not as concerned. I think maybe that's okay. The problem is with the younger kids, and this isn't about them missing out on education, because teachers will tell you that actually they spend, I think, slightly longer than the EU average in actually teaching. So none of our kids are missing out from an educational point of view, necessarily. But I do think that the holidays are just too long for younger kids who are not old enough to be independent and be able to kind of, you know, to be able to work, for example. And so that the younger kids, particularly the first and second years, I think spend an awful lot of their summer bored out of their mind.
Yeah, but never mind the bored part of it. School is heavy going. I know it's a long time since you and I were inside a classroom, but I know it's easy to knock. But kids are wrecked after the school year. I mean, I know from my own kids who are still in primary school, the holidays can't come soon enough because they're kind of are at their wits' end,
but remember,
and can't take in much more.
But they're doing an extra month. Like, that's fair enough, because they're in school until the end of June, which is what I think it should be for the younger kids in secondary school as well. And then I'm absolutely with you, they are wrecked, and they absolutely do need their holidays. But apparently our secondary school holidays date from a time when kids were expected to work on the farm during the summer. And that was why the long holidays were to facilitate that. But obviously that's not the case anymore. And
well, now they work on the PlayStation instead.
Well, you see, that's it. And as a parent, I mean, much as I love the lack of routine, you know, when you hit the summer and you go, great, no more school lunches, no more kind of making sure the uniforms are ready, you know, it's all finished and that's all wonderful. But living with teenagers who don't get up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then wander around the house like days behind them and leave cups of tea and coffee all over the place and closing curtains so they can see the television is enough to drive most people absolutely around the twist. So yeah, I definitely think they are too long for the younger kids.
Well,
but I think for 5 years, and I would, you know, because they can work, I would really encourage kids then to go and take a summer job.
Oh no, it's
a
good thing.
Really,
it is a good
thing.
But hang on, while you're talking about employees and potential employees, what about the other employees in this scenario who would be up in arms by this? The teachers, the idea that they couldn't take their summer holidays, they'd be horrified.
Yeah, well, you know, I have huge respect for teachers, particularly for primary school teachers, who I think do an amazing job, and I think I wouldn't do their job, even if I was trained for it, for anything, because I think they really are wonderful. I wouldn't have quite the same kind of, like, swiftness about the secondary school teachers, and I think it's not really about them, it's actually about the children. And I think that that extra month, if we kept our younger secondary school kids in school until, say, the end of June, that extra month could be used as a great time, you know, if they finish the curriculum, it would be a great time to use for doing other things, for exploring creative arts, for doing more kind of outdoor stuff, you know, stuff on mental health, maybe stuff on, you know, maybe a little bit more sports. That it could be really useful extra time. The other thing is that having those really long school holidays opens up the kind of divide between the kids that have and the kids that have not.
Yeah,
because if your kids are off for the 3 months of the summer and you can afford to whack them off the rails up for 3 weeks, you know, well, then that's fine. You're kind of catching up a little bit and your kids are gaining from that experience.
Okay.
But there's a lot of families that can't afford to do that. And so, you know, it's not really fair on them either.
Yes, well, and let's face it, teenagers will avoid work and movement at all costs if they can get away with it during the summer months. Barbara Scully, thank you for your thoughts on that.